This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Ram Hotline. Gentleman who covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. BrownsZone.com, where you can read all of his work. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Scott.
I'm good. How are you? How are you guys?
We are well. First of all, let's get this out of the way. If you weren't already looking for a defensive tackle, you are now. And if you were looking for depth, you're probably not just looking for depth anymore, even if everything's okay here. If the Chargers, if they don't stick or whatever, there's still an issue apparently.
Yeah, I mean, it seems highly unlikely that the Browns bring him back. He's an exclusive rights free agent, so they could have just re-signed him at their discretion, but it's highly unlikely that happens. And now they need two starting defensive tackles, because I think it's also unlikely, for obviously different reasons, that Malik Jackson comes back. I know he's a one-year deal, but I think they viewed him as just a one-year guy, a veteran. So they have Jordan Elliott and Tommy Togiai and Sheldon Day, but I think you need at least one starter, probably two.
How do you think this is going over at Berea? I mean, I can't imagine. The story of his turnaround was amazing going into the season. It was such a feel-good story, and you were like, okay, he had that bad ATV accident, and then all of a sudden he's got all these problems, and then you read stories about him taking advantage of this second chance, and I mean, I can't imagine. I wonder what they're thinking over the Browns today when they read the story on Pro Football Talk or just got the news from what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a South Florida Sun Sentinel, I think, broke the story. They have a lot of the details. I think part of it is, I don't know, dismay, right? That a guy that looked like a young contributor. I mean, I thought Malik McDowell played well this year. Started 14 to 15 games, showed up. He had too many penalties, some 15-yarders. But I think there's a lot of potential there. I mean, you look at I remember looking out at the practice field all year from the off-season program throughout training camp and the regular season. He's like the biggest dude out there. He's 6'6", 295. And you would think that he would only get better the more he played because he hadn't played football in so long. So I think there's, dismay from the organization, but I think there's also a sense of, we knew this was possible, right? I mean, not only did he have the ATV accident when he was with the Seahawks, but he was in jail for a while with an incident that sounds somewhat similar to what is being reported that happened Monday in Florida, where he was violent toward a police officer. So the Browns knew they took a chance on Malik McDowell. And then they got 1 year out of him, but it certainly seems like it backfired from a long-term standpoint.
All right, so there's that. We'll all stay tuned on that one. Andy and I touched on this earlier. Odell Beckham certainly has fit in nicely in a very quick time frame with the Los Angeles Rams. And, okay, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but, Scott, I'm still wondering, and more so than what happened here, I'm wondering, does what happened here mean anything moving forward for this team when it comes to a different talent at wide receiver? Does that mean anything for the quarterback, Baker? Does it mean anything for Kevin Stefanski in the offense? Because it makes no sense that they couldn't incorporate a guy with a pretty good skill set. And however good the skill set is, anybody can describe it any way they want. Let's put it this way. he's better than anybody that's on the team right now, and they couldn't make it work. What does that mean moving forward here?
Yeah, there's a bunch of layers to this. I think your point's well taken. I do think there need to be adjustments made, which is probably number one. How do you take better advantage of a true number one receiver? You know, you got to get these guys the ball. It doesn't seem that hard to do, right, for L.A. And the Browns needed to do a better job of that with Odell. There's no doubt about it. And I've always put some of the responsibility on Kevin Stefanski for his play calls and not maybe purposely involving Odell earlier in games. He would try that sometimes, but not consistently. And I understand he's one of 11, right? And you got to run your offense. I get that part of it. I also think, you know, when you have elite players, like I think Odell is an elite talent, or at least was at some point and is still pretty close, you have to make exceptions. And you have to go out of your way to get those guys involved and get them touches and get the ball in their hands. And I don't think Stefanski did a good enough job of that as a play caller. I certainly don't think Baker Mayfield did a good enough job getting the ball to Odell when he was open. You know, I don't know, it felt like a chemistry issue at some point where Baker either couldn't trust Odell or whatever, but it felt like there were opportunities and Baker did not take advantage of that. Having said all that, you know, Odell had a role in this, right? I mean, he did not want to be here. That was not just after that Pittsburgh game. It was for a while he did not want to be here. And I think probably for the most of his tenure didn't want to be here, although I do believe there were changes. You know, I think at some point Odell was happy, but overall was not happy. And he's in a different place and mentally with the Rams. He wants to be there. I think that helps him tremendously and helps him play better. But I think all three parties, you know, Stefanski, Baker, and Odell, were all to blame for why he didn't work here.
All right, other than OBJ, what are the biggest takeaways you have from over the weekend? And I say that about the Browns, like watching these other teams play. Like, I mean, I know my emotions as I was watching some of the stuff going. I was frustrated over the underachievement. But your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, right? You look at some of the teams in the playoffs and go, well, the Browns could, you know, are better than this team or could have played better than these teams. But, you know, my biggest takeaway is, if you want to be one of these teams playing in mid-January, late January, you better have a quarterback that plays at a really high level, and he better be able to do it in the playoffs. And, you know, that's a big question whether or not the Browns have that guy. You know, you watch Joe Burrow play, and you're just crazy impressed, right? Same thing with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, right? I mean, those three guys that are young, I think they're all younger than Baker, and those are three teams and three quarterbacks you're going to have to beat for the next whatever years. And it's hard to do just say, oh, well, our team is better. Yeah, well, when it comes to the playoffs, you need a quarterback who makes a bunch of plays. And I think that's my biggest takeaway is how do the Browns get there?
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram, brownzone.com. Andrew Berry was here when Baker was drafted, Scott, but wasn't the main guy in charge. And Kevin Stefanski inherited Baker. How much do you think they are tied to him because of what the organization invested in him? Or do you think they're easily able to move on if that's what they decide to do?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I do think, I mean, they're tied to him for almost $19 million, right? That's reality. But if you really want to move on, I think you can move on. To me, the bigger question entering this offseason, and I wrote something about it yesterday, is just can you guarantee you can get an upgrade at that position, right? I think that's easier said than done. Well, we'll just go find somebody better. All right, well, is Jimmy Garoppolo better? Because you can probably go get Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not sure he is, right? If Baker's playing as good as he can, is Garoppolo necessarily better? I don't know. I think that's would be a tough decision. Now, if Andrew Berry felt like Garoppolo was a definite upgrade, then he should go get him, right? Because you're trying to upgrade every position, but you're especially trying to upgrade the most important position. You know, but if you rule out Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is realistic. I don't think Russell Wilson's realistic. I am not interested in Deshaun Watson. So then you're looking at the next tier of guys. You go after Derek Carr, right? There's a big shakeup with the Raiders. Is Derek Carr going to be available? That would intrigue me a lot if I were the Browns. Kirk Cousins, to me, is a step below, but I think he's an upgrade over Baker Mayfield. So can you go get Kirk Cousins? Because they also have a big shakeup in Minnesota, right? They fire their GM, they fire their coach. So I think those are the kind of guys you're looking at, but you know, you're going to have to give up something in trade. You're going to have to pay those guys a lot of money. That's all things you have to weigh, where it's not like, okay, we have the number one pick in the draft, let's just go get our next quarterback. It's not that easy. But I think if Andrew Berry really believes that he can't, that Baker Mayfield cannot do the job, then he must go get a replacement. And I think there are options out there. They're just maybe not as attractive as you would want them to be.
What if, I don't know if you can bring both, if you can bring one of those guys in and Baker, and how do you think competition would feel in camp if they said, all right, Baker, it's yours, but man, you got to win this job. And, you know, we've had a lot of people talk about that on the show. I just don't, sure. I'm curious what you think of Baker in a competition would do for Baker and would do for the team as a whole.
Yeah, that's a big question.
It is. Now, I think if it's a Carr or Cousins, I don't think there's competition. I think Baker moves on. The Browns trade him. I don't think Baker would want to be here because those guys would be brought in to replace Baker. Now, if it's a Mitch Trubisky or a Marcus Mariota or a Teddy Bridgewater, then, yeah, I think Baker enters 2022 as your starter, but you have a plan B if Baker struggles again like he did in 2021. How Baker handles it, it's interesting, right? We hear so much about Baker, you know, when people doubt him, his back against the wall, he plays his best. And obviously there's plenty of evidence to suggest that, but I also think that can wear off at some point. I think he would feel slighted by the organization, but I'm not sure that matters. You know, we're 5 years into this. If the organization feels that Baker has not shown the organization that he's the guy, then, you know, I don't think he has a leg to stand on there. Like, he can demand no competition. I think he would have to live with it, and if it brings out the best in him, even better. And if he plays great and doesn't want to sign an extension, then you franchise him, right? Like, if he actually plays at that kind of level, then you just franchise tag him and try to work out the relationship. But I think we've passed the point where you really have to worry about how Baker's feelings are going to be affected by another quarterback move.
Scott, thank you. Go scout those defensive tackles, my friend.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, brownszone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.